Hello and welcome to Charles in Charge, all the way from the prison colony of Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. Yep, we've copped it the worst. We went from being the world's most livable city to the world's most locked down city. That's not a title we'd prefer to have. There's lots going on today, and I've posted some stuff on my social media, but what I really wanted to talk about is it seems people who believe in freedom, freedom of choice, people who look at actual facts and not rhetoric from politicians and corrupt news media are now being horribly bullied by the worst kind of people. People who believe they have the moral high ground, I guess the vaccinated, those on board with the vaccine cult. And they're starting with their personal insults and not facts. And they're talking about people who own cafes and restaurants. And we've even got politicians on the far left on their social media saying things like, oh, why is Gladys and Dan Andrews talking about freedom for the unvaccinated when they put us all at risk? How dare they? That's not an incentive to get vaccinated. And I'll tell you what I think is going on. A, they are either that stupid that they believe that their vaccine won't work if we're not vaccinated. And in that case, they have no business having a public platform, because you're no good to anyone if your IQ is that low. You're literally making our argument for us to not vaccinate because you're panicking that yours won't work if we're not vaccinated. So thanks for making our argument for us, you absolute dipshit. Or, and what I fear is probably the case, is that you are actually discovering facts that you're in denial about. You don't want to hear about them, but they are there. That there's graphene oxide in the shots, there's metal particles in the shots, there are things in that vial that have no business going into the human body. And now you've jumped in to the shark-infested waters. You'd feel a whole lot better about life if we all jumped in with you. Well, you know what? You can go and get fucked. You didn't listen to us. You are still demonizing us. You are still demonizing us. You are the scum of the earth. Scum. It has been now from the far left years and fucking years of personal insults. For me personally, oh, you haven't aged well. And they post pictures of witches and stuff like that. These are females. Oh, your career's over. You're never going back on television, Nicola Charles, because you supported Donald Trump. You're despicable. You're a deplorable. You know what? All of our lives would be a whole lot better if Donald Trump was still president. So pull your head in. You're a fucking idiot. We don't need to prove our points because the things you say are correct are proving you wrong, left, right, and center. No, Joe Biden isn't a better president than Donald Trump. Oh my God, I've said it. I better watch out because, you know, Joe's a big fan of these drone strikes. He likes to kill innocent children in cars with drone strikes. So God knows what he would do with a Trump supporter. You guys are idiots. You've got a humanitarian crisis on the southern US border. And instead of praising the Border Patrol police who are trying to do something about it, you're demonizing them, jumping, of course, it's always racism, jumping on the racism bandwagon and saying that the mounted, i.e. on horses, Border Patrol guys are whipping Haitians because they're black. That's their reins to ride their horse, you idiot. And they flick it left and right across the horses' shoulders. If anyone's getting whipped on the southern borders, it's the fucking horses. The IQ of some of you people is so low. It's so low. And as I said, it's either really low or you're just liars. And I think it's the latter. I'm going to give you credibility. I think it's the latter. I think you're just liars. Liars, cheats, drug pushers. You people are what's known as right fighters. You want to be right. You would rather be right than be happy. You would rather be right than be free. You will fight tooth and nail to the end. You don't care. You don't want to know that a whole bunch of lawyers in India is currently in court with the World Health Organization about how corrupt they are for teaming up with Big Pharma over these COVID vaccines, trying to suppress ivermectin in India, despite the fact that over 4 billion people have received ivermectin over a period of decades with no adverse reactions, and yet you suppressed it, which makes you murderers, World Health Organization. And now a consortium of doctors and scientists from around the world has also gathered for the coronavirus conference and stated that any country who's now on board with rolling out these vaccines is complicit in crimes against humanity. And yet still, even in Australia, our politicians are pushing it. Well, we're drawing the line at our kids. We're drawing the line at our police officers. We're drawing the line everywhere. I dread to think that now we know the schools are going to open in a couple of weeks, slowly, slowly going back through October, November. I dread to think how many wonderful teachers, because it's mandatory for teachers, of course it is. I'm sure, like me, many parents would prefer their teachers not to be vaccinated. I don't want my child to see their teacher collapsing, holding their chest with myocarditis, or collapsing from a stroke or blood clots, or coming into school with half their face hanging off from Bell's palsy. The names I would like to use for you people: Jacinta Ardern, Dan Andrews, Scott Morrison, Joe Biden, Boris Johnson, all of you scum in the World Health Organization. You genuinely think we're stupid, genuinely. Now you're using these arguments, well, you know, you took the polio vaccine and you didn't ask what was in that. Maybe because we weren't threatened with losing our jobs to take it. And by the way, that was withdrawn from the market in 2004 anyway. Yeah, for being dangerous. Oh, did you miss that? They're arguing that on CNN. CNN, the crap news network. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that a madman like Klaus Schwab, paired up with a eugenic psychopath like Bill Gates, if any of us got rich, we'd either be like those idiot lottery winners and blow it all on, you know, hookers and gambling and Lamborghinis and all the stuff that stupid people like us get excited about if we've got too much money, which is kind of cute. Because we don't obsess about using money to hurt other people. When we get suddenly rich, the nouveau riche, we get all the flash stuff. You only have to look at the Beckhams to understand that. We want the flash cars. We want the Bentleys, the diamond rings, the mansions in the countryside, fancy schools for our kids, clothing that's so expensive you look ridiculous when you wear it, bow ties, suits cut in a weird way. They all look fucking ridiculous, all these rich people. They look fucking ridiculous. You're better off in a tracksuit from Kmart. Because we don't consider money a weapon. We consider money to be fun. We consider money to be that thing that like gives us into a window into wealth. And it's like, what is it like to drive a massive car that costs $250,000 and can do, you know, 3 million miles an hour and everyone stares at you when you drive through the village? We don't know what that feels like. Most people don't know. They don't realize that money does bring out ugliness in people. Always. It always does. And anyone that's had money will tell you. Plenty of lottery winners have won the lottery and then lost their families. Because, oh, well, you should have helped out Uncle George. And you should have put little Tracy through university. What'd you go buy a Lamborghini for when Mum needs a new house, you bastard? And families fall out because money is disgusting. The happiest people are the people that work hard enough to earn a decent amount of money. So they get the things they want, a decent house, they mow the lawn, they keep it tidy, they get a new couch when they need one, they can go on holiday once a year. They're the happiest people because they don't have enough money to be nuts, but they have enough money to be able to enjoy their family. When people get too much money, when people are too successful, not all, but for some people, and definitely people like Bill Gates, he was born into it, so that's even worse. Often they either want to, and there's plenty of people like this, show off to others, like constantly show off. Like, what'd you get out of that? What the fuck do you people get out of showing off? Because you make other people jealous or envious or unhappy about their own lives? What a piece of scum you are. What a piece of scum. Go through my history, the last 35 years in media. Find anything anywhere where I'm showing off about being famous or being wealthy. Find me an interview where I've sounded like an asshole because I'm famous. No, you'll see in all my interviews, oh, gee, they're quite disappointed when they interview me because I'm such a normal girl. But not everyone is like that. And unfortunately, what we're dealing with on a global scale, particularly with people like George Soros, he's phenomenally wealthy and influential. And what did he do with his money? He funded BLM, Antifa, got rid of Trump, the best president in decades, and put most of his money into abortions. Wow. Warren Buffett, another massive billionaire in America. He's the guy. He's the guy that's friends with Joe Biden. He's the guy that owns all the railways. That's the reason Joe Biden stopped the XL pipeline, which doesn't really fit in with his Green New Deal agenda. Have you noticed Joe Biden isn't talking about the Green New Deal anymore? Because it doesn't make sense with anything he's doing, does it? I'll tell you what Joe Biden's doing, and then I'll get back to Warren Buffett. He is telling OPEC to drill more oil and send more oil to America because America can't do it because he's still lying about the Green New Deal. And OPEC told him to get fucked. So he cancels the XL pipeline, which is a lovely, clean, totally green pipeline bringing oil from Canada to America underground through a pipe. And a Canadian company made all the pipe. It was all ready to go. He stopped that because his mate Warren Buffett, who owns all the rail links, and his friends in haulage, prefer to move that oil in diesel chugging trains and diesel chugging trucks all over America because putting diesel out into the air kills people, doesn't it? And I think Joe Biden would prefer that. Depop. Then you've got Hillary Clinton, scum of the earth, who just got booed in Northern Ireland and they shouted war criminal at her. Oof, she's a lot more than that. As the meme says, no one, I repeat, no one has 57 friends who committed suicide. They weren't really friends, were they? They were journalists that criticised her and got a little bit too close to the flame. Former bodyguards who knew too much. And all kinds of people she'd rather kept their mouth shut for the rest of their lives. She is personally and solely responsible for Benghazi. For a wonderful, wonderful man who worked there as a diplomat, being stripped naked, gang raped and dragged through the streets until he died on camera. And what did Hillary Clinton say when they asked if they could move in to save him? Stand down. Stand down. All these things get constantly forgotten. It's like Barack Obama giving $1.5 billion in cash to Iran. You people fall for the spin and the PR constantly every time. And I'm now questioning everything about governments, and I'm talking going back hundreds of years. With all this that's going on, Bill Gates using his wealth to destroy massive swathes of humanity for the sake of the green planet. Why? They're old. They've hurt people. Do you understand? They've hurt people in a way that can't be fixed. They've gone ahead down this route with a physical damage to people. Now they're moving on to your kids without having in a back room the cure. There's no cure. There's no undoing. There are scientists and doctors and holistic practitioners globally frantically trying to come up with teas you can drink, cupping, medications, vitamins, anything they can to try and kill these spike proteins inside people. There are people that have been bullied, coerced and shamed, frightened of their peers, frightened of their own family who are telling them to do this, but really their bosses at work, who get vaccinated to keep their jobs and to shut everyone up and then go and see these doctors and who knows if they know what they're doing to try and leech this shit out of their arm as soon as they've been vaccinated. So they've got the card that says vaccinated and then they go and do this cutting and they cut the arm and they use cupping and all the shit comes out and it looks like a liver. Their blood is solidified and they're trying to get it out before it fucks their heart up. These wealthy people did this to us. Now there are reports that our governments, our politicians, our leaders are becoming afraid of the people. I think that's probably true because I think the massive show of force with regard to the police, the military, and everything they're doing is kind of a message of watch out or we'll get you, really. There's millions and billions of us. And let me tell you, your police are at their wits' end in Australia. But I'm questioning everything historically because, you know, as a kid, every single year in the UK, every single year on November the 5th, there are thousands, tens of thousands of bonfires across the UK. And we sing, remember, remember the 5th of November. That was drilled into me as a child, drilled into me. At school, we would build a Guy Fawkes. Look him up. Guy Fawkes was apparently a man, historically, who came up with the gunpowder plot to blow up the Houses of Parliament, to blow up the government. We don't know why. We were never told why. Never. But we were told that because Guy Fawkes made up the gunpowder plot to blow up the government, every year a fitting tribute to that, and how pagan is this, was for us school children to build at school a giant guy. We would find out who had the biggest dad, who wore the biggest clothes, get shirts and pants and socks and shoes, build a giant stuffed man, stuffed with straw or anything flammable. Yeah, listen to this. This is like something from the Wicker Man, mate. This is pagan shit that goes on in the UK every year on November the 5th. We build massive bonfires in fields, in gardens, anywhere. Sticks, hay, paper, anything we can get. Massive, massive, like kids have to climb it to get to the top. And we place the Guy Fawkes, the giant man stuffed with straw, representing Guy Fawkes of the gunpowder plot, on the top of the bonfire. And we set him alight and we cheer and we light fireworks and we have a massive party to burn alive the man who tried to blow up the government. To this day, I don't know what that was about. I don't know why we did that. I know I found it quite frightening as a child. And so this is what governments do when someone goes against them, is they do these massive historic moves. The winners write history, don't they? That's what we're learning now. I didn't know that. I was a history major. And no one ever said to me, thanks, history teacher, Mr. Land. No one ever said to me, The winners are the ones that write history. There's more to learn if you care to look. No one. No one. It's like there's a lot of massacres that have taken place around the world in the name of democracy through the years. But it's not in our history books because they hide it. You wouldn't readily know that the UN soldiers, the blue hats, have been found guilty of paedophilia, sex crimes, rape, murder globally. No, they don't want you to know that. They want you to see the UN as the bastions of good, the people that go in, the peacekeepers with their white peacekeeping trucks. The trucks are even fucking white. And what did we see last week? We saw Joe Biden reporting to his new bosses at the UN, didn't we? He couldn't get his words out. He was so scared. That's what it's like when you go in and see your boss. Joe Biden, man. The guy's a fucking idiot. Doing the bidding with good American people. My God. Good American people. I lived there for 7 years. They are good people. Doing the bidding for his masters at the UN. This is like some fucking crazy. This is like some crazy movie. Fucking Goldfinger or something. Klaus Schwab. Some evil villain stroking his white pussy that wants to take over the world. And our stupid, idiotic, corrupt leaders, because they're not leaders, are they? Now we know they're not leaders. They're not leaders, they're followers. Followers of what? We don't know, but we can guess. It's pretty dark. A sacrifice for Mother Earth. So what you're actually saying, if we're all going to be sacrificed for Mother Earth, what you're actually saying, if you take the spin and the PR away from it, right? If you stop telling people it's for the greater good and it's their social responsibility, so clever with language. I'm a writer. I can see this bullshit, this spin, this language working you guys over. They are grifters. This is a long con to steal you of freedom, health, land, property, money, everything. They're ripping you guys off left, right, and center. What this actually is, the greater good, Mother Earth, social responsibility, what they're actually saying behind closed doors is that you need to be sacrificed so that they can have Mother Earth. They won't be dead. They won't be sacrificing their kids and their families for Mother Earth. Bill Gates' children won't be vaccinated. Joe Biden's children won't be vaccinated. Kamala Harris's children won't be vaccinated. Jacinta Ardern's children won't be vaccinated. Dan Andrews' sons won't be vaccinated. ScoMo's daughters won't be vaccinated. But your kids will be. Because they will be sacrificing their futures so that those people can inherit the earth. That's the actual truth of what's going on here, isn't it? It wasn't one film of a politician getting a fake jab. They all got fake jabs. So social responsibility, greater good, Mother Earth, climate change, keeping everyone safe. If you're vaccinated, how are you unsafe around an unvaccinated person, dumbass? Just tell me in a sentence, you know what, low IQ? Take a whole paragraph. Just tell me how me not being vaccinated makes vaccinated people at risk. I'll wait. Be waiting until I'm fucking dead. We're dealing with idiots who are spouting shit. People who can't be bothered to think for themselves are lapping it up. They've abdicated responsibility for their own thought process to Channel 9, Channel 7, ABC, SBS. And the rest of us who haven't abdicated responsibility for intellect and thought processes are sitting there with our mouths over going, what the fuck? What's wrong with you all? It is like the zombie apocalypse. Because the zombie apocalypse is everyone's walking along lockstep with their arms hanging out and half of their faces missing because they're all fucked up and they're half dead and half alive, going, except you lot are more like, it's very disappointing. It's been quite good though at polarizing who people are. People I previously thought were intelligent have turned out to be absolutely moronic. The things that have been said to me by people, even conservatives, that I previously thought were smart, like, oh, those construction workers protesting losing their jobs are right-wing extremists. I'm sorry, what? Okay, Scott Morrison's black and Dan Andrews is a girl. That's literally what you sound like. Idiot. Idiot. If we got rich, we'd have a right old time, I reckon. We'd want a pool, wouldn't we? We'd want some awesome cars, maybe 10 awesome cars. We'd want the good life, good things for the people we love. These are the worst kind of people because they got rich. And when they got rich, they didn't want that. No, no, no. When they got rich, they wanted the destruction of humanity. They want us dead so they and their children can inherit the earth. Well, you know what? Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and your little minion politicians, get fucked. This has been Charles in Charge. I'll see you next time.